Welcome to Holly Jolly Friday. My name is Owen Foley.
I'm Trey Hanna.
I'm Big Rob.
I'm Big Slammer.
And last but not least, I'm Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly.
Holly Jolly Friday will be airing every Friday from 9:15 to 10 o'clock a.m. from December 2nd to December 23rd. With all kinds of your favorite Christmas music from Elvis Presley to Mariah Carey.
Make sure you're not missing out and have a holly jolly holiday season.
Ho, ho, ho! And Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night!
WBDG FM HD1, Indianapolis.
Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for school talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is school talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, for the 1,229th time, going up that ladder, you're not, but I'm the only one. But I don't mean nothing without my students. My student producer is in the studio. Our main line here is 244-WBDG. It's 244-WWBDG. 244-9234. But you can't call in because I got a guest on the line, so you can't call in. But good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
How you doing, big bro?
Doing good.
Man, I ain't seen you in a couple of Sundays.
I know.
Man, I've been out of town, man.
You were?
I went to Houston.
Nice.
H-Town.
Nice.
It was colder there than here.
I'm shocked.
No, we had a couple warm days. But what you been doing, Max?
So I've been just really focused on calling sports. I called a game on Wednesday at Southport. Okay. It was Ben Davis, Southport. Went to overtime. So,
wow.
It was a late night, but a fun one.
Okay. So you've been planning for the weekends?
I'll be at Brownsburg calling the Ben Davis Kokomo game alongside Owen. So it's a part of the Sneakers for Santa shootout. So
Sneakers for Santa.
What they're doing is they're if you give a new pair or of a pair of new shoes or lightly worn shoes, mm-hmm. that can be like admission for you. So
awesome!
That's the fundraiser that they're doing there.
Yeah, I can run with that. Pun on play on words. Yeah, Santa Claus, Christmas Claus is a pretty good theme for today. So we're going to get into our guests and deal with the Claus part and deal with some other things that deal with Claus. But before we get to the Claus, I'm going to take a pause and do the big thing we call the.
Well, we were talking about basketball, and that's where we'll start. The Ben Davis Lady Giants will travel to Warsaw tonight at 7:30 p.m. We won't be able to broadcast that game because we'll be broadcasting the boys' game. Pike is at Ben Davis tonight to open up the mid-conference slate for the Giants. That game is at 7:30 p.m. You'll be able to hear it right here on Giant 90.9. The Holiday Music Marathon will be coming up December 23rd through the 25th. So if you want to listen to all of your great holiday songs over holiday break, well, make sure you tune in to Giant 90.9, December 23rd through December 25th. And then winter break will be December 24th through the 9th. That means no school, no school talk at all, no really student radio here. I know, it's so sad, but we'll be celebrating,
okay,
though.
Okay.
It's a good time of the year. So, social medias are at WBDG Indy, except for TikTok at Giant90.9. All of our podcasts are on audioboom.com, and School Talk airs every Friday at 7:30 a.m. with replay Sunday at 2 p.m.
Hey, that's the thing we call the... Well, before I get to my guest, I'll say a shout-out to Mr. Goins real quick. Hey, what's the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Push
Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame. Whoa! Hey, go ahead, Mr. G. Bounce that. He still play a little bit, but hey, congratulations on that distinguished honor. Wow, that is awesome. So on the line today, we have an interesting individual. He's a district scientist and resident here at MSD at Wayne Township. He's received numerous awards, recognizing him as a classroom teacher. His awards include the 2015 Tech Point Foundation, 2015 Bridge Builder Award, 2016 Credit Tech Teaching Award, Eli Lilly Foundation, 2011 Academy of Model Aeronautics Education Outreach Appreciation Award, and the list goes on. I don't have enough time for this man's bio. His bio is bigger than big. I mean, it's that time of year. Christmas is here. Santa Claus is coming. But today we got the Science Claus. Ha-ha! And Ben Davis High School, push the magic button for the one and only Mr. Rick Crosby. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Let's blow up something. I'm just some face of smoke. Let's get some chemicals going. Let's have some fun. Let's do what you do. Where you at? Get in there. Let's make the thing happen this week. Hey, good morning to you. Thanks for getting up out of bed.
Thanks. Good morning. And good morning.
Wow. You're the science class. It's a first for me. I mean, I'm 68. So I've talked personally to Santa Claus. You know, but I never met the science class. That's wild. I probably have seen you in the hallway and didn't know it.
Yeah. Well, I go to all the elementary schools, so I probably know everybody that's at BD High School. Because every time I go, I was there unloading stuff yesterday, and school is letting out. And about every fourth kid, oh, is that Mr. Crosland?
Wow.
It was a good feeling.
Wow, that is awesome.
Tonight is Science Claus.
Yeah, I'm gonna take you way back before I get into the night, and I'm gonna get real deep into your Kool-Aid. Real way back. Where'd you go to high school?
Okay. Well, I went to high school and graduated from Lakin Heath, England. My father was in the Air Force. And then I hitchhiked to Indianapolis, and I went to Indiana State. And then I started teaching in Wayne Township. And hold on, I am the oldest teacher employee in Wayne Township. I started teaching in 1976.
Wow.
I've been around.
Push that magic button. Now I know I've seen you in the hallway. I've been volunteering since 2003, so I know I passed you in the hallway or the lunchroom or something, somewhere in the school. Didn't know who I was looking at. I was looking at history in the making and what you have accomplished. And in the classroom, powerful stuff. In the community, powerful stuff. But when did it – and I got students in the classroom here. I got students in the classroom. I got my man in the corner, my big Rob in the corner, and I got my producer. And I got Owen Pulley. He's going to Ball State. He's the senior here at the high school. He knows a little bit about you. Yeah, so he's on the show today. So, good morning, Owen.
Good morning.
Yeah, you got the teacher on the other line, man. How's that feel?
It's pretty cool. You know, I did Crosland Camp in elementary school, and I had a lot of fun with that. I remember going to the caves, and we went to the airport and did all that. I had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, we're going to get deep into the fun. I want to know, now, classroom, how did you get into teaching? Why did you get into teaching?
That's funny you say that, because in college, I was an anthropology major, studying, you know, bones and people and rocks and arrowheads. But I kept doing things with kids, and someone said, you ought to take an LED 100. So, like, basically my senior year, I switched from anthropology to elementary education, and I haven't looked back since. That's my love for science, my love for kids. They both come together here at the Wayne Township.
Yeah, and I do have a quick question for you, real quick. And you've been into teaching for so long, and what made you want to do, going back to the Crosland camp? What made you want to do that?
To teach?
To do the summer camp with the kids.
Oh, the summer camp. Well, I like everything outdoors: snakes, tarantulas, fish, fossils, and so it's a lot more fun. I got a lot of people with me, and so. I did that for the Children's Museum one summer, and I thought, we need to do this in Wayne Township. So in 1981, I started the Science Summer Safari, and we go 5 weeks. I've been taking kids to caves, creeks, fossils, forests, airports, all over Indiana for a long time, a lot of kids.
Now, you've taught grades 3, 4, 6. You've been in camps where young folks to come, you have touched seniors in this high school, and probably some adults, and definitely some adults out here in the world. If you had a level of this, I'll probably get yourself in trouble, get me in trouble at the same time, so I'll go with you. Is there a certain level of student or grade student that who's the funnest? I don't want to say most gullible, but the funnest based on what you
know,
do?
I tell you, I taught preschool. I've taught in the prison. I've taught. I have never met anybody that I didn't enjoy and have fun with, especially science. I did have for a long time, I taught fourth grade. I love fourth grade. Third grade is good. I taught third grade, but fourth grade, they all their teeth have fallen out. They know how to go to the bathroom. They know how to tie their shoes. I don't have to mess with it. It's like, let's just have some fun with science. Fourth grade is about my best, I guess. But I really like teaching teachers too. I taught at IUPUI, so they're all about the same if you get people interested in learning.
Have you found out, now this is us telling our age, have you found out the more you tell your story, the more you find out that people are still intrigued by it and people are still learning even to this day, even adults, they've got that, how do you say that, that kid look in their eyes, like, wow.
Yeah. I totally understand what you're saying. I'll tell you about one of my secrets. One of my secrets of teaching or being with people is, and I'm a baby whisperer. Like some people are horse whispers. I'm a baby whisperer. Mm-hmm. And when I look at somebody, I feel like I just go right through their eyes into their soul. And I like learning and teaching. And I think it's about making connection. Good teachers that I know make great connections. And for a moment, because like you said, I'm old. I might forget what I did last week. But
who are you talking about? This morning for me. I just got up.
But you give me a minute and let me see your eyes and I remember you. And most of the time you owe me homework anyway. So.
That's one thing about in the young kids in the studio, they don't know what I'm talking about. But one thing about getting older, all the things that you have learned and seen in your life and you want to share and you want to give back, and you have an opportunity to do that. How does that feel?
Well, I'll tell you, every once in a while on Facebook or someone will, mention this or that about me or something or send me a message. And we're talking kids that are, we're talking 40 years ago plus. And they'll say, hey, I remember when our iguana got loose. Or I remember when we went to space camp. Or I remember, when we played soccer. And it brings it all back to me. And I guess teachers don't realize the impact they have when they make a relationship with a kid, and how it's for life. And that's probably good, too. Sometimes I don't know about you, but sometimes I shudder. Oh, geez. I acted that way back in the 70s. I'm sorry. All you kids, I'm sorry if I acted up.
One of my disappointments of the 70s, and then once again, was the lack of video.
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah. I remember when one of the spaceships went past Jupiter and I wanted a picture of it, I had to have a kid who had a color printer bring it in to show us.
Oh, man.
But now, we had VHS.
Yeah, beta.
Copy stuff off the TV.
Yeah. it's crazy. And now with all this technology of today, you have so much opportunity to show people the wonders of science and opportunities. And you do a lot of teaching. But I wonder, did you realize how much teaching you did during quarantine?
Yeah.
Because I understand you spent a lot of time in the basement.
I did. I love my basement. I got like 20 fish tanks and all, stuff. And so I just set up my crazy shop. And what got me was the thing about technology is like, I look at one of my videos. I have a YouTube channel, Rick Rosland Science, and I look at some of the videos, and some of them have like 75,000 people have viewed it. How to make a model of the moon, or how to make this, or science. And it's like that just blows me away. I'll get a text from somebody in Italy saying, "Oh, I really liked your project. It really helped me learn." One person said, "Hey, that little thing you do with the heart model, how blood flows to your heart, helped me get through college." And it's like, gee, that's what a reach. That's the thing about technology today. You just don't know how far it goes.
Yeah, and it's so wonderful. It's a lesson And therefore, our young people, it's a huge lesson as it pertains to taking what you have, working with it, and even if you have less, working with what you have until you can have more. Never giving up on a dream. That's another lesson that you portray so vividly. I mean, vividly.
Thank you. Thank you.
Vividly.
Yeah. It can be a problem, too. When you don't give up on something, you keep working at it. But as far as your goals, you should not give up. I basically hitchhiked to Indiana. You know, I had like $25 in my pocket, and I, you know, washed dishes. My first job in Wayne Township was a custodian. When I was student teaching in the day, I was being a custodian at the schools in the evening. Mm. And I got to know a lot of people. I mean, and it's just good to work and do your own and make your own way if you can.
I agree. in your bio, it talks about Cairo, Egypt.
Yeah.
How'd you get over there? I mean, you probably didn't drive, but, you know. Didn't do an Uber, but.
No, you know. No,
how did
no
that happen?
Ships. So Wayne Township at the time had a partnership. There was a gentleman that came to Wayne Township and brought his daughter for some special services. Anyway, next thing you know, there's an exchange program. And so I said, man, I got to do this. So I went over there to Cairo for 2 years. And I taught third grade and sixth grade and coached soccer and had a great time. I think everybody should, if they get the opportunity, should travel overseas. So I had a class of 14 third graders, and a guy outside my door, if we wanted to go to the pyramids or go to the Nile, he would just get the bus, off we'd go.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. I spent six days on a field trip with sixth graders down in Luxor, King Tut, Valley of the Kings. I mean, it's just a beautiful, strange, and interesting place.
Okay, great. We're gonna take about 30 seconds, and we're going to clear the board. I got some more questions. Maybe a serious question.
Okay.
You got this 2001 Christy McCullough Award fellow.
Yep.
I'm going to talk more about space program and some opportunities and a little bit of things, some more about life. So stick and stay, don't go nowhere. We're going to take about 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Lonnie Walker from the San Antonio Spurs.
Every year, dogs suffer and die when they're left in parked cars in warm days. Heat strokes can occur quickly, even with the windows partially rolled down. On a 78-degree day, temperatures in a parked car can rapidly increase to 100 degrees. If you see a dog alone in a hot car, take down the car's information and call the authorities. You can save a life. For more ways to help animals, visit PETA.org.
Welcome to Holly Jolly Friday. My name is Owen Foley.
I'm Trey Hanna.
I'm Big Rob.
I'm Big Slammer.
And last but not least, I'm Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly.
Holly Jolly Friday will be airing every Friday from 9:15 to 10 o'clock a.m. from December 2nd to December 23rd with all kinds of your favorite Christmas music from Elvis Presley to Mariah Carey.
Make sure you're not missing out on half a Holly Jolly holiday season.
Ho, ho, ho! And Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Welcome back to School Talk. We're on the phone lines today with the awesome district scientist and resident, Mr. Rick Crossman. Remember, Santa Claus arrives here at Ben Davis High School. Science Claus, not Santa Claus, but Science Claus arrives at Ben Davis High School Friday, December 2nd. At 6 p.m. at Ben Davis High School Auditorium. Okay. All right. I got my awesome student the studio. Owen, shoot it out. That's that quick. Go ahead. What's your question? I'm going to dip more into your basement. Go ahead.
So, yeah, we talked a little bit before. You have your awesome basement with your 20 fish tanks and everything like that. But when quarantine hit in March of 2020, was that really an option of you had a plan of starting your I already knew you had a YouTube channel beforehand, but doing the basement science experiments and talking about stuff like that, was that pre-planned when you found out we were going on lockdown, or did you kind of just turn on the camera and let it roll?
Good question. So, you know, that was, when you think about the pandemic, there's like three or four big events that have been devastating to us in my lifetime. But that one was so weird because everything was so unknown. And teachers, we were trying our best to find ways, but my job prior to the pandemic was going from school to school, doing science lessons and also doing big demonstrations and helping teachers and kids. So, and I also had done a little bit of video a couple of years ago. I used to go into school and bring a portable, like, little video station, and I would bring kids from the grade level, and we'd interview them at their school and send them back to their classroom. So, plus I've had some TV work, but here comes the pandemic, boom. Mm. And we didn't know really what to do, where to teach from, and so luckily I got online, and the school paid for a camera and a little laptop, and I think I might have been the person who bought the last really good camera before everybody bought all the cameras. And so, you know, I had had some experience, you know, doing the video meetings, and it started slow, but then I'd have like five or six classrooms at a time on, and people would. So I started doing my own video, producing my own video a day, and then working with any teacher that wanted to sign me to come in and do a lesson on everything from, you know, rocks to the moon to fish.
Wow.
It was a good solution. Not the best, but it was the best we could do at the time.
Yeah. Speaking of the moon, and I'll be honest, this part of my conversation came up from talking to the students, and I didn't know this. So there's a personal connection for you to Christian McCullough.
Sure, yeah.
Can you tell me more about that?
Well, and you know, 1986, the president came on and announced the Teacher in Space program, and I was so excited. And it was probably one of the hardest things I ever wrote, because I really wanted to go.
Yeah.
Really wanted to go. And anyway, I got along, and I ended up being the runner-up for Indiana. And Robert Forrester, who was with Christian McAuliffe, anyway, he got selected. But then I got a Lilly grant, and I went to NASA. I met Christian McAuliffe. I sat there with her and Barbara Morgan the launch before. And so I met a lot of astronauts. And then, of course, on that January day, we were watching the launch at Chapel Glen with all my students. I knew how the space shuttle worked a lot because I'd studied. And so immediately when that SRB blew up, and it was like, so that was pretty bad. Mm. But it was kind of right then I decided to switch from teaching, still teach to kids, but then to teach to teachers. If I taught a teacher some science, that means they're going to teach 1,000 kids that science.
Yeah.
But fast forward to a couple, maybe 10, 15 years later, they had a Christian McAuliffe Fellowship Award, and I got that, went to Washington, D.C. I'm sitting in the back of the room, a lot of young teachers, and in walked Grace Corrigan, which is Christian McAuliffe's mother.
Ooh.
So I was able to spend the day with her and get to know her and tell her how much her daughter as a teacher meant to us. And it was kind of full circle where I turned this terrible tragedy. I wanted to do something good with it. And that's when I started teaching at UPUI and going out doing other school and teacher workshops. I tried to turn something that was terrible into something that was better.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, when the kids told me that, and I still call these students my kids.
Yeah.
Well, kids told me my heart just kind of really dropped, you know. I'm a former state trooper, and I've seen some things and done some things, but I've never ever been in that position whereas, you know, watching an event knowing that God don't make mistakes and God got me here for a reason.
Yep.
And it's like it's kind of humbling experience that you went through, and I take my hat off to you, and blessings to all the families. Hey, Batman got robbed. And then let me see who else got somebody. Who else? What other heroes got some party guys to hang on? Batman got Robin, and come on.
I can't think.
Come on, kids. Y'all know
Iron Man has Jarvis. He's got that Jarvis little thing in
secretary.
His.
Okay, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, superintendent's got secretary. Dr. Bus got secretaries and teachers. Keith Ramsey.
Yeah.
Who is this guy? I've seen this dude.
Ramsey Land.
Ramsey Land. I will tell you, he, the Senior Choice Award and whatnot, I used to get those a lot when I was in the classroom, but Keith Ramsey gets those from Ben Davis for a good reason. He is probably one of the smartest people I know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's like a walking encyclopedia, Wikipedia. The only problem is he likes to blow things up. And so, but he and I, over the years, I've had latched on some really great people. And it's weird. A lot of them were like in my class, my student teachers, and now are teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And Now, Keith has been did it on his own. He's been teaching about 20-some years. Mm-hmm. But his room is a museum and a zoo and a laboratory all mixed in one at Bridgeport. Kids are so lucky. But he and I do a lot of science shows together.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is I got to calm him down. No, we're not going to blow that up. All. But tonight, we are going to blow some things up. Yeah, and I also have another teacher, Justin Abner from
okay.
Maplewood, who's I've kind of taken under the wing. He's a great guy, does science. Mm-hmm. Mary Mason from Chapwood, she's been around for a long time. She's an excellent teacher. She'll be there on the stage tonight. And then Allison Kemper is from the Wayne Township Preschool, just a lady that has so much life force. And can you say twirling flaming batons?
Whoa.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. This is a science clause. It's the seventh or eighth year I've done that, and there's a good reason why I like to do it.
Okay. Yeah, and go ahead. Keep talking, because you beat me to my question. My question was, what will people see when they come tonight? That was my question. You jump right into it. You must be not only a scientist, you must be a psychic, because you just jumped right in front of that question. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, so... You know, I have done hundreds and hundreds of science demonstrations all over the place, and other states, whatnot. But I went to London, England, and there's a place called the Royal Institute. It's where all the big names were. You know, Newton, Michael Faraday. You know, everybody was even Ben Franklin was a member of it.
Woo!
So I went on the stage. I walked on the stage because I knew in 1825. This is crazy. A scientist who I really admire named Michael Faraday. Michael Faraday helped invent the motor and the battery and all this stuff. But he did a science show, the first ever science show during Christmas for children.
Wow.
It's like the very first. Before then, science was for the aristocrats, for the rich.
Yeah.
But he put on a public show for children. Now, the Royal Institute has done that, repeated that every year except for World War II. So I was so inspired. So I decided in December in Wayne Township, we do Science Clause. And it's in to commemorate what the Royal Institute has done in London. And it's fun. We there's going to be a bed of nails. Mm. We're going to do blow up liquid nitrogen.
Ooh.
We're doing some surfing. Santa's going to be there. And we're going to try to figure out how Santa does all these things. Like, how does he fit everybody's gifts into one bag?
Yeah.
Could it be pressure? We don't know. But we're going to try tonight. We have about 40 different experiments that we're going to do.
Yeah, because I believe in Santa Claus. And I believe
sure.
I definitely believe, because I mean, every Christmas I was down there, you know, trying to peep, you know, and I get busted and get back to sleep. But they always tell me if I don't go to sleep, he won't come. So I'll go to sleep so he does come. My parents, if you don't go to sleep, he's not going to come. He's just not. He knows. So I force myself to go to sleep. Christmas is it's a special, special time of year.
Yes, it is.
And I encourage all parents to keep the dream of Santa Claus alive, because I actually, talking about YouTube, Rick. Let me get personal now. Let me get personal. I actually put on a Santa suit, walked down the street in my neighborhood, videotaped it, and that videotape was staring in somebody's window. It was my own window, yelling like saying "ho ho ho," and I got me coming down, not coming out, but like looked like I coming out of a chimney. And I played it to my grandson. He didn't know what he was looking at.
Yep.
And then I played Santa Claus for one of my grandsons, and he was sitting on my lap. He didn't know what he was looking at until he got older. He said, "Grandpa, that was you. That was me." It's such an exciting time, and what you guys are doing with the Santa Claus is so can I say darn? I said darn special. So darn special.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad you guys are doing the Benders High School and the folks tonight. I used to have a pretty big schedule. I'm going to try to sneak in there and get a peek of this, because I've seen what I've seen on YouTube. But is it really safe to say that it ain't nothing until you see it in person?
This one is, you know, I just like to have fun with everybody in the audience. I've tried to come up with some things where everybody's going to join in. It just kind of takes over. I believe in Santa, and because I want to stay on the good list. But tonight, Well, Keith is going to be a little naughty, I'm for sure. And so we might end up on the naughty list for a bit. But
that's fine. Yeah. We'll take the cold. Cause you know, wait, cost is gasoline's going up. You know, even firewood went up. I'll burn some coals in my. I get a coal stove. Coals.
That's funny.
They don't know nothing about. Y'all don't know about coals in the stocking, do you? Mac, you know anything about that?
No.
You got to put the coals in the fire underneath.
You don't know nothing about nobody putting having a stocking on your.
Oh,
fire
a stocking full of coal.
And they putting full of coal. You don't know nothing about that, do you?
I've been on the good list, Emerson.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My man in the corner, Rod, Big Rob, he knows about getting coals in the stocking. So.
Wow, that's so rude.
Keith Ramsey. Keith Ramsey probably would get coal, but then he'd like turn it into like some science experiment where he'd blow up.
He'd turn it into diamonds.
There you go. Well, it sounds like it's going to be an awesome time tonight, and that's December the 2nd. That's tonight, y'all, at 6 p.m. at the Ben Davis High School Auditorium. Please enter through Ben Davis High School through door number 1. Also, taking some toy donations will be accepted at the door. You know, the MSD Wayne Township, MSD Foundation is getting – I used to be on – now, I probably met you before and didn't know it because I used to be a board member on the Education Foundation. I've been volunteering in school in some capacity since 2003. So I know I probably met Mr. Ramsey and I probably met you, didn't know it.
Yeah.
You know, probably owe you some money and I forgot it. So
– Yep.
He said, yep. But
I'd rather you owe it to me than I cheat you out of it. So there you go.
Or blow it up, you know. Well, I'm looking forward. If I get a chance to sneak back out, I will introduce myself to you tonight again. I'm looking forward to an awesome show. Thank you for what you do for our kids, our adults, our Wayne Township, for the world, not just Indianapolis, Indiana. So keep it up, and hope you have an awesome show tonight.
Thanks. Science is for everyone. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Woo! Have a good day, sir. Man, that guy is awesome. What, man? When you were at camp, what did you think about when you was camp? That was freaking you out. Would you go? Whoa.
It was cool. I thought he was like this, like guy. I don't know. It was weird because like everybody knew about him. You know, like everybody in Wayne Township knows about him. But then like I heard about going to the Crossing camp, and I remember him coming over to Roby and Roby Elementary was my elementary school. And him coming over and we do all these little experiences. But I thought of him as like this guy. I was like, oh, this guy's so cool. Like, but he's such a humble guy. Yeah. He's so nice. Like. Just he acts like just every other person on the street. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's done all these cool things in life.
Yeah.
And he's one of the most humble guys I've ever met.
That's awesome. That's tonight, y'all, December the 2nd, 6 p.m., Ben Davis High School Auditorium. Enter, please enter through door number 1 for the science class as he arrives here at Ben Davis High School. Max is going to do it. Get you guys back to class for I have to end up blowing something up. No, to the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out is going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copy. Yeah, just copy the right cat. Copy the science class. Hey, you can't go wrong with the teach. He teaches some good stuff. It's okay to be a copycat. You can do it. But young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I don't like sagging. Once again, you stop sagging, I'll stop nagging. That's like a crazy old Santa Claus, don't you? Stop sagging. Put your pants up. I ain't giving you nothing for Christmas. Nothing. Anyway, that's a different show. If you express our school, not necessarily the views of the University of Wayne Township, or Ben Davis High School, or Giant 98.9. The views of me and my guests. Until next week, I will. Are you seeing next week? I'm back next week.
Yeah,
we're
going to have
next week.
Am I
back? You do. This is unanimous. See you next week, Gordon. What'd you say? What'd you say? I'm fired. Okay.
Yeah, you're fired.
Jeb Barden's next week.
Oh, yeah. Jeb Barden, Wayne Township. He's in the house. Hey,
what are
you going to bring me a Subway sandwich?
I'm hoping so.
Hopefully.
Only for breakfast, but I'll take a coupon. I'm just kidding. See you next week on School Talk.